Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, one of the most popular destinations for travelers these days is Portugal. And what people discover when they go there is a whole lot of really, really good wine that isn't very expensive.
Yeah, there sure is. And I'm actually going to be taking a journey to Portugal soon. I haven't spent a lot of time looking at Portuguese wines, and I'm happy to report that that has been a great mistake and something that I'm going to be rectifying.
You'll be pleased.
Well, I mean, there's a whole lot of grapes here that I have very little familiarity with, a whole lot of wines. So there's like 40 or 30 different viticultural areas in Portugal.
Yes, there are.
And there's just so much to explore. I mean, we all know port, but don't know much about the rest of the wines. So I'm pumped. And I got to tell you, as you just said, the values are awesome. So, okay. Vinho Verde is one of the viticultural areas there. And this wine from a producer called Adega do Salvador, and if I get these pronunciations wrong, folks, hang in there with me. This is a wine called Portal da Cathalda. It's a 2016 Vinho Verde. This is a delicate white with floral aromas and notes of peach and orange peel, with good structure and nice minerality. It's a delicate summer sipper. And the grapes, here's stuff I've never had before. Loureiro, Arinto, Trajadura. It's an aperitif with light seafood, $14 to $15.
That sounds great.
That sure does. From the same producer from a slightly different region, the Douro region, this is a red wine called Lago Chequera, and I'm sure I butchered that. It's a 2014, it's a red blend of Tinto Roriz, Toriga Nacional, Toriga Franca, and Tinto Baroa. This is a soft, supple red with flavors of red fruit and berry. It's very easy drinking. I actually would serve this just slightly chilled as an aperitif or with some light grilled meats. $10.
And these are grapes that all go into port, by the way.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Lessons learned. Here is another interesting red from a producer called Beira, B-E-Y-R-A, and this is the Tinto, so that's the red. The region here is called the Beira Interior. The grapes here are Alfochero, Mencia, Tempranillo, so you're getting a little bit of sort of Spanish influence here, and Toriga Nacional. Again, you've got berry, fruit, spice, medium-bodied, supple, with some length, a little tiny bit of sort of tobacco floats through on this, which I found very interesting. And you get this, all of this wrapped up in a package for $13 to $14.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Now, they make a white, the Beira Branco, the 2016. Again, the same region, the Beira Interior. The grapes here are two I've never heard of before. One is called Fontecal, and one is called Síria. But the wine is really good. It's crisp, aromatic, white, good acidity, some minerality. You get some citrus characteristics, but there's sort of a little tiny bit of got leche or something like that that comes through, which I wasn't expecting. And again, $13 to $14. Now, the red that I like the best is from a producer called Quinto do Mondego. The wine is called Mondeco. 2012. It's from the Dow area. It's a red blend of Toriga Nacional, Tinto Roriz, Jaen, and Baja. This is good medium-bodied, tasty, lovely medium-bodied red with some black fruit notes, supple, soft tannins, good length, and I enjoyed this at $14 to $15.
We're going to put all of these on the website so people can look them up and maybe have a little taste of Portugal.
I think so.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.